Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my other half, Christopher Ramsey.
Other half, other better half, some might say.
Nobody's saying that, Chris.
I think, honestly, a lot of people are probably saying
through
that.
Through the grapevine, yeah. Nobody's saying that.
I think they're starting to realise. When you first came about, when you first popped up, everyone was like, oh yeah, great, oh, she does daft stuff on Instagram, yeah. Oh, isn't she brilliant? But now, I think they're starting to see through the cracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So many cracks to see through. Don't know how they haven't noticed it before now.
Hold on, we've been conned. No, I'm joking. I love you, and I'm sure everyone else likes you as a friend.
Good.
How are you?
Do you know what? I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very good. Mm-hmm. Very good indeed. It is episode 157.
Yeah, I'm happy to... Oh, sorry.
What? No, what?
No, I'm just...
No, what?
I'm, what?
Come on, what?
I'm just happy to be doing it because actually, you're back on tour and mm-hmm. somebody came around the house yesterday because we're getting the garden done, right? Yeah. We're getting like it all nicely done and that.
Yeah.
And we hadn't spoken to each other about it. And the guy, I think the guy thought we were the rudest people in the world.
Yeah.
Because he was like, so Rosie, have you seen the designs that I sent Chris? And I was like, sorry, I have not seen the designs that you sent Chris because we haven't actually had a proper conversation because he's been working away. And when you come home, the kids are there. And so we don't get a conversation. And then we've been going to bed at like 9 o'clock, which has been unreal, by the way.
8 o'clock the other night. It was the best thing ever. Yeah.
So this, listen.
Here we are.
I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Fist bump. Oh, yeah.
Fist bump. Oh, is that what we are now?
What?
Just friends.
I just thought it would make it cool.
Fist bumps.
Yeah. Colleagues. Yeah. We're colleagues at best. Now, it was, so it was weird because I was on tour and I came back. I've just had the weekend off, but I came back, we record this on a Tuesday at the moment, guys. I came back from tour and I had the weekend.
Don't tell them when we recorded. But be at the door, man.
We basically swapped. You went out with your friends mm-hmm. on Saturday. And I didn't see you. And I went to my mum and dad's house and I like hadn't spoke to you about... Yeah. Like, it was weird. We just hadn't caught up.
No,
and then on the following night, I was just knackered and I went to sleep.
Tell everyone how lovely you were about us going out with my friends. How
furious.
Understanding and how...
Furious. Selfish.
Yeah, honestly.
Furious, selfish behaviour. You shouldn't... How dare you?
If I'd have been mm-hmm. a bit of a like a wimpier person,
wimpier.
I probably wouldn't have went.
Yeah,
because you made us feel that guilty. But you know what I did?
What did you do?
I said goodbye to you when mm-hmm. you were in your little strop going, bye, have a nice night.
I
got in the car, I hoid the music on, and I had a mint night, and I thought, you know what?
Good.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Stuff him. He can be at home with the kids. I'm going out.
I was at home with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Notice, though, when you're at home with the kids, I'm working, not gallivanting out with my mates.
It's not my fault. Not my problem what you prioritise.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But yes, we had to basically have we had a catch up in front of the landscaping guy, which was really awkward.
Was
I was like, yeah, I haven't told you any of this. He was like, do you two know each other? I was like, But yes, it's all good. Well, I'm glad you're here and I'm glad we're chatting and it's episode 157. I was going to crack straight on because we've been doing some really long intros recently. But
it doesn't matter, man.
You blethered in with your feelings saying how happy you are to be doing it.
There's no time limit on this, you know, like a TV program.
Yeah.
I think, you could like, run the trailers! Like 30 seconds, like 5, 4, 3.
Right, what specific American film are you referencing here?
I don't actually
Do you mean like the
know.
Titles?
Yeah, something
when,
like that.
Or when the countdown to a newsreader, where news just in and then they turn the camera.
We don't have that on this, so we can take our time.
Okay.
Is that what's going to be like for our show for the BBC? There is no trailers.
There's no trailers? Because the BBC said
they'll be advertising EastEnders or something.
Maybe, but that'll be before. That'll be nothing to do with us.
Hope there's a good drama on in between our show.
In between our show?
Like an advert.
After our show.
I don't know. Is there any? I don't know.
Rosie, the way the world's going at the minute, we'll probably get moved for a special news bulletin every night. awesome sport. Sport always moves shows. That's always fun. Mm-hmm. When you've got a TV show and sport shifts it, that's always good.
Okay.
The tennis overran, so fuck your show. It's essentially what normally happens. These two fucking wallies couldn't fucking sort the game out. They did 25 sets each, a useless twat. So fuck the new, fuck everything. It's all been moved.
Is it on again this year?
It's on every fucking year, isn't it?
Do you know what? I really tried to get into it. You enjoyed it last year, but that is the longest game.
It's that thing of
there's no time limit. How much time?
Well, it's that thing. If it's a really close match, it's the longer. If someone fucking wallops someone, it's over in minutes.
Right, but
not minutes, you know what I mean? You know, quick. Yeah. If it's like straight sets. But if it's really close and it's like, boop, 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 it's a long old day.
I've got time for that.
You know how we're getting jealous of people recently for having more time on their hands and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, big shout out to Charlie again. It was a bloke, Charlie, who did the sponsors list. I read it today because I had to check.
Yeah,
a guy. He says he gets it all the time on emails and stuff.
Charlie.
He's got an 18-month-old and he works full-time, but he still found time to do it. I honestly felt like a dig when I read it. He's like, yeah, I know on the time thing. Just let you know, I've got an 18-month-old and I've got a full-time job, but I still found time. I'm like, right. Oh, did you? Right. Congrats, mate.
All right, well, neglect. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Social services are on the way around.
Who's looking after your kid when you're screaming baby, all of
screaming
these
baby while you're fanning on? Send it to...
You're on your final warning at work because you're not putting the craft in. So, hey, listen.
Thank you. We're totally joking then. Thank you very much.
I'm not joking, Charlie. Well, I'm not joking.
Jealous of like that. Blokes who can squeeze in a round of golf, I get very jealous. Mm-hmm. Very jealous. I'm not even a big fan of golf. I used to play it back in the day. But then when I see someone go like, oh yeah, I see someone on Instagram and they're posting a photo of a pint and they like just had a round of golf, I'm like, that's fucking 4 hours.
I know. Well, we see all of this though. If you logged up all your time that you sit on, what is it you sit on now on your phone? Tetris. Oh god.
Yeah, on Tetris.
I've noticed
now.
You play Tetris now.
Yeah, I do play
so
Tetris.
So it was
now.
Solitaire for a while. Now it's Tetris.
Have you not
so
noticed?
Actually, if you logged up all this time,
right,
you probably could do a round of golf.
Maybe. But have you not noticed that all of my games that I do involve basically just tidying stuff and sorting stuff?
Mm.
You know, I realise that about myself. So Tetris, love it. Get the line, the lines disappear. Bang, get it all neat, get it nice.
Right, okay.
Solitaire, you're basically just sorting out a deck of cards into their suits. It's just tidying up. If there was a game for tidy, I would just tidy up. It's all I do.
But you feel free to actually, you know, apply it to your real life.
No. I just like.
This
I
is
like
coming from a man who doesn't make the bed.
Listen,
what's the matter with you?
You climb back in it every night. It's pointless.
Oh, ew.
You fucking 700 scatter cushions on it, man. I'm sick of it. I kind of keep up. They change every day. I don't know what's going on. And yet, how dare you? You're currently sleeping without a pillowcase on your pillow, so you can go fuck yourself.
I don't know where it's gone.
Brilliant. There we go.
But then last night, Rafe wasn't very well, so he fell asleep on said pillow without the pillowcase. Yeah. And then I was like, I daresn't move him because he was just, he's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we both slept on it. My mum would be mortified. Just slept on it.
Like a crack den.
What
like
did she used to call it? Den. Oh, what was it called? Like tack or something? I can't remember.
Tack?
No, I know that's a drug. My mum used to say, because I used to be able to sleep on a bed without a sheet.
Yeah, you can, yeah. You. Like
there
a squatter.
There was a word for it, but I can't remember.
Scruffy twat, I believe, is the technical term. You're a scruffy twat. You're a scruffy, lazy twat. Listen, scruffy twat, it is episode 157.
Really it? It's a new twat. Name.
It's an affectionate term. It's episode 157, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back. If you're back, welcome if it's your first time. And
hello.
Without going any further, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can't wait.
This week's sponsor is... Swings.
Mm.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Are you a child?
Mm-hmm.
Swings.
Yes. Good.
Are you an adult?
Yes.
Swings. Oh.
They're enjoyable at any
Name
age.
Name me a better thing than a swing. Name it now. Name me a more enjoyable thing than a swing.
Slide.
No. Got to climb back up. Nah, got to climb back up to the top. Hit the bottom, walk around, climb back up. It's not. A swing is constant joy.
Yeah.
Constant back and forwards joy.
I know something better than a swing.
Okay.
A zip rope. A zip line.
No, you've got to walk back. You've got to get off and walk back.
Doesn't
and
matter.
There's always a queue.
It's worth it. They're much better than a swing.
Swing's much better. You're not swinging properly is what you're doing.
Clearly not.
Yeah, you've got to get swinging high.
I do love a swing.
Nothing. Honestly, I feel like bus stops should have them. I feel like...
Ooh.
Yeah, I feel like everywhere where there's a seat, it should be a swing. I feel like the world would be a happier place.
Bit dangerous, though.
Nah, well, that's... People are fucking stupid. like
all
a sign.
I can see, the bus stop, someone's nana's going to walk in front of them at the bus stop.
Well, she
gets hoed into the road, right, well, she killed
to
by the bus. Crack out.
Right, well, there's a swing, love. And then, away from the swing.
There'll be tape around all the swings.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Why do people ruin?
I know,
everything?
Everybody ruins everything. Come on, man. Well, hello, Chris. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
This is the world. It's fucking shit.
Oh.
People ruin everything.
You
can't. But it would be a nice.
I thought
you
were going to really do a character there. You shook my hand and everything, and you just went, "Oh, the world's shit." And I went, "Oh, is that the end?
Yeah,
is that the end of this role play?"
It's just people ruining stuff. So, like you say, then somebody would screw a hole in the swing and stick the dick in it, and then what? You know that would happen.
So. Sorry.
It would.
I see you put a swing in a bus stop. Your first one, which was quite realistic, was an old nana would walk in front and someone would kick her in front of a bus, which is fair enough. £250 on you being framed if it happens. Mm. But your next one was someone would screw a hole in and stick their dick in the swing.
Yeah, because someone manages to turn something sexual.
Yeah, and well, sex swings are a thing, aren't they? Someone would be shagging on it. Someone,
yes,
yeah.
Well, okay, that's
be,
more realistic.
Someone would be waiting for the night bus shagging on
2
it.
2 o'clock in the morning, someone would shag on the swings, and then, you know, everyone who sat on it would get pregnant, and it would just be awful.
Everyone who sat on it
probably
would get pregnant.
This is the I don't trust the world right now. Everything's gone wrong, and it's horrible, so you can't be sticking to it.
There was so much spunk on that seat, 50 women got pregnant. It's amazing.
Just people would ruin it, so it's you know.
Would. Yeah, okay. I'm glad we got one in the garden then. I was watching Bing the other day.
Oh,
you know Bing.
That twat.
And there's a bit where he finds a dog in the park, and the dog has.
Was it his dad? What is his dad?
He's a rabbit.
Is he?
That's not so. Bing's a rabbit. That's not his dad. Flop. Flop's just like.
What is Flop?
Well, just looks after him, doesn't he?
What is he? What animal is he?
He's his parent or guardian. It's his grown up.
So he's
Flop's. He's a flop. He's like a little beanbag toy thing.
Yeah, but you know so. Right, okay, so they just look after them. Because the other one, Sula's person, isn't a mum or dad or
well, she's
grandparent.
Flop as well. She's like a... She's not Flop, but she's a thing.
She's living with nannies.
Is this the...
Where's the parent? The parents are high-flying, jet-setting bloody...
Yeah.
Don't give
very,
a shit about
They're very
kids.
Important rabbits. They're at work. One of them's a surgeon, one of them's a consultant.
Yes, right,
yeah,
okay.
And Flop just looks
and
after
Flop's
him during
the
day.
Help, yeah. He's the nanny.
Yeah, Bing is actually massively neglected by his parents. His parents are never there. He's just with Flop all the time.
No wonder he's so sad.
No wonder he fucking whinges about everything. Listen, all I'm saying is... He found a dog in the park and the dog had a shit and Flop went, you've got to pick it up. And he went over to the dog bin and on the side of the dog bin was a communal pooper scooper that everyone could use. And I looked at it and I thought, nah. I was like, if you had a communal pooper scooper hanging on a bin anywhere in England, the first thing someone would do is get it and rub the handle in shit and then hang it back on waiting for someone else to pick it up.
Yeah. It would go through stages, so it would be like a sign saying, please don't steal the pooper scooper.
Well, it'd be on a
and
chain.
And then they'd chain it and you could only use it around that pole.
You'd have to get your dog to shit right next to the thing.
Yeah, you can't have now. You cannot have anything.
Oh well, no swings in public. No, but, you know.
It is a nice idea,
right,
though.
Good.
We've got one in the garden.
We've got one
so
in the garden. Yeah.
Just go on that one.
Okay.
And then we've got one in my bedroom. I mean,
everyone knows we don't have one in the bedroom. No chance. No chance.
Who sits in the swing in a sex swing?
I have no idea how sex swings work.
Right. Okay.
I've got no idea.
The only
so
thing I do.
Do they both get on it? Or does one person say, is it just to make, you know how you don't, is it so you don't have to move your hips? Is it so you can just swing back and forward? But then does the woman have to then wait? Is it like, and
like,
then back? And then...
But how would it go in? I tell you, it doesn't just go straight in. Imagine being like target practice.
I don't understand. Yeah.
It's really complicated.
I have got no, that is something I've never thought of. I have got no idea how a sex swing
works. Let's get Googling.
I don't think I want to. Do it on your laptop.
Why do I have all the dirty stuff on mine?
So if the bloke's in it and then the woman's sitting on top, what's the point then? Just swinging. You're just swinging while you're having sex. How do you do it? What do you do? Or does the woman stand in it like a harness? Is the woman in it like a harness and does the man stand up and just like move out back and forward?
I don't. Let's have
a... How long's the arc of... I'm not a mathematician here, but...
You'd have to be...
How does it sit? Google how does it...
The wettest wet.
It'd be like a slip and slide.
What is the meaning? How much weight can a sex swing take?
Brilliant. Hey, we've done some intros in the time, but starting an intro by Googling how sex swings work is a hell of a one.
A sex swing is a device that lifts and suspends one partner off the ground while
one
the other partner, dirty buggers, can move around them freely to engage in sex.
So it's more. It's not even a swing. It's more like a harness.
Yeah,
like
it's a harness.
Like you would hold a motorbike engine while you walk around
right,
it doing work
so
on
it. Just make, do you know what it is?
Uh-huh.
It's basically, you know, if you've got a bad back or something,
right.
Or if you're just a bit knackered, it right. makes it a bit easier.
Right.
There's
no,
us thinking,
right.
no, but there's us thinking, no. Oh, gosh, so sexy. And it's like, so, it's not. It's well, for people who've
two
got...
things. Two things.
What?
One, I've never thought they were sexy. I think it's absolutely fucking ridiculous. And how do you play it off when someone comes round and goes, A, why is that fucking leather swing hanging? Or B, why is that hook in the ceiling? Do you have a punch bag? And secondly, I don't think they've made them with the infirm in mind. I think they are for perverts. I'll be honest with you. I think they are for perverts.
No, honestly, I think it's like sexy, but also lazy bastards.
Sexy, but practical.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't watch them. Oh, that's a shame.
What?
Just because Google Images. Obviously, I'm on Google Images and then a kid swings just snuck in there. So that's a shame.
Does that upset you?
Yeah, a bit.
Right, okay.
One that Robin had, sorry, when he was little.
God.
Oh, there's a series called Sex Swing.
Oh, on the telly?
On the telly.
Fantastic. Stick. Get it on the list.
Well, it's animated.
Oh,
7.3 on IMDb.
Fucking hell, she's gone. She's oh. gone. Play the jingle, we'll get her back. Play the jingle.
Okay, sorry. Okay, bye. Oh, no, I haven't finished. Just the jingle.
We wow.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
So now, welcome back to the main body of the podcast. Rosie normally says this bit, hello and welcome back. But she's literally, what are you doing?
I'm just reading a review of the best top five sex swings of 2022.
What? Okay. Of 2022?
Of 2022.
It's March.
It's March. So,
not only has there been so many sex swings released, there's a top five rated already. By March.
But
hey, there's some pervert. People have got too much time on their hands.
I don't know who's wrote this. Over the years, I've encountered countless sex swings.
Countless?
Countless. From low-quality models bought at my local mom-and-pop sex shop to
mom-and-pop sex shop?
I don't know what that means.
It means, it's your mom-and-pop, like, it's a phrase they use in America for, like, your mom-and-pop shop, which is just, like, a local...
Sex shop.
No. No.
That's like, what it says to my local mom-and-pop sex shop.
Yes, but the point is, you can't... use the phrase local mom and pop and then put sex shop in because the two things that's like saying me fucking organic sex shop. It doesn't make sense. You can't describe a sex shop as your mom and pop sex. Well, I mean, you can, but it's weird.
It's probably just very vanilla sex shop.
A vanilla sex shop?
If we were ever going to go to a sex shop,
right.
It would be that one.
Oh, God.
Right? You get a vibrator and some lube.
You walk in and go, I don't know what we're doing. Yeah.
And a mag. Like, and then he's, but then this person,
a mag?
I'm guessing, a magazine.
You've got a laptop in front of you. What are you getting magazines for?
I don't know. And then, so then he said, and contraptions purchased directly from the manufacturer.
Right.
What I've learned is this, no two sex swings are exactly alike.
Jesus.
I don't know how many times I've fallen, gotten stuck, been injured or worse because I chose to save a few bucks.
Sorry, read that again slowly. I don't know how many times I've what?
I don't know how many times I've fallen, gotten stuck, been injured, or worse.
Or worse is what I'm concerned about there. Fallen, gotten stuck, been injured, or worse. What's worse than all of them?
The humility?
The humiliation, like, you mean, of just lying in there, spunk running down your chest.
Oh. All because I chose to save a few bucks.
Crikey.
You've really got to invest in your sex swing. This is what they're trying to say. It is my sincere hope that I'll convince you otherwise by the end of this buyer's guide. Wow, they've really
so this
gone
man,
into it.
Is it a man or woman?
Come on. It's a man.
Do you reckon?
Well,
I mean, yeah, to be fair, he's on the internet.
This is really long. Oh,
what?
Do you want to know number one?
All right.
Okay, the best sex swing.
Yeah.
Best for comfortable kink.
Jesus.
It's a good name.
Right.
Right.
Are we giving them free advertising here? Oh, well, do you know what? If you're buying one of these. Yeah.
Number one, the Purple Rains. It's purple. Got like Purple Rains.
Yeah, I get it. I feel like we should report it to Prince's people because I feel like we should get them. They've got a lawsuit on their hands for this.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. All right, then.
Oh, ugh.
Let's get them.
The Purple Rains Sex Sling. Helps support your body and elevate your sex life. Plus, the silky soft materials mean you can swing for hours in the lap of luxury.
For hours?
Jesus.
Hours?
Honestly, if it's actually going to make sex longer, then I'm all right for it.
Yeah.
Oh, it can hold more than 300 pounds.
Wow.
Machine washable.
Oh, God. That's made me so sad. Machine washable.
Oh, have you done the kids' uniforms? Have you done the uniforms? They haven't been... What's this? You've been washing the sex swing?
With the blazers?
You left the metal buckles on that broke the machine.
Honestly, what a fuck. Oh, machine washable. Is there a sexier phrase on the planet than machine washable? Jesus. Oh, God.
I'm really sad that the Dominic's Deluxe Fantasy Swing, which looks a lot more exciting,
right,
that's come third.
Third. Well, you know, all bells and whistles in it. It's not doing what it says on the tin. It's just too much. Listen, it's in the top five, so they must be proud. Right.
Ooh, the Screamer.
Fucking hell.
That
right.
Looks good.
Can we start? The Screamer. What do you... Do you get a little photo booth like that for a photo at the end, like when you're on a roller coaster?
Just, they just look really comfortable, if I'm totally honest with you. Like, I genuinely...
Cut the rose, you have one in the living room, watch a telly with. Jesus. You would, wouldn't you? Gee whiz.
I'll just tell me mum it's a hammock.
Yeah. It's all right, kids. It's a that's a joystick. It's not a massive pink cock. It's a joystick.
Just to let you know, that is actually a lady called Tiffany who wrote that, so I'm really sorry, Tiffany.
Tiffany will not be listening. Yeah. So, my thing is, so like yesterday, our son got Rafe got a present off off our friends.
Yes.
Because I hadn't seen him since his birthday. And I'm standing, putting it together, and you're going, put the toy together. And I did it wrong. I put like the wheels on before I put the thing and it wasn't working. Can you imagine the frustration of trying to put a sex swing up, standing there, both ready?
There would be nothing sexy.
Nothing. Just stand. Where's the fucking instruction manual out in that? Where's the Allen key? Hard-on's going down by the second.
I'm sorry, right? You couldn't be getting ready to use it while you're putting it up.
Right.
You couldn't, because that would be unsexy.
What's also unsexy?
You're going to have to put it together.
Do you know what's also unsexy? One of them just hanging in the fucking corner of the room constantly and just walking past and say, I'm telling you, it'd be like a treadmill or an exercise bike, but in a couple of days you'd have fucking clothes hanging on it. You go, what's this? This is a fancy dressing gown hanger you've got in the corner. Oh, no, it's the sex swing we never use.
Robin will be playing on his iPad on it.
Fucking horrible. I'm just suspicious of people who put that much effort into all that stuff. I just feel like, you know.
She's got different lives to us.
They're just, too much time on their hands and just pervs, I reckon. Perverts. If you got a sex swing, you're a pervert. That's my personal opinion.
Okay.
And you know, I'm shaming you.
You need to stop that.
You're having sex in a swing, go fuck yourself.
Unless it's at the bus stop where we want them.
I'm joking, do what you want. Enjoy yourselves, man, why not? Just make sure it's machine washable.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, I feel like we've been a little bit sex swing heavy so far in this episode.
Yeah, sorry about that, everyone. Went off on a tangent.
Which is a sentence I bet you never hear them say on Diary of a CEO.
Good podcast, man.
There's no other podcasts. listen, this is a weird situation that we're in now because we're recording on Tuesday, the 1st of March.
Yes.
And the Comedy Awards are tomorrow.
Yes.
So, we don't know the outcome.
Is it March? Shit, when? I didn't know it was March today.
I literally said it's March.
I know.
About 5 minutes ago in the podcast.
Did you?
I said it's March and there's a top five sex swing thing already.
Oh,
it's only March.
I don't listen to you.
You really don't.
So sorry.
Someone messaged in the other week that a story I told. I said, I've never told you this. You went, no. And someone messaged going, oh, yeah, you told her. She wasn't listening to you. You'd already told her that story on the podcast. Fuck, you keep me right, guys. Thank you very much. I'm glad. Do you know what it is? I'm glad someone listens to me. Thank you very much. But we're in a weird situation where we don't know if we won or not.
No.
Now.
Well, no, not right now. We'll know tomorrow.
Yeah, but we've already recorded this week's podcast.
Oh, gosh. So what we're going to be, winners or losers?
Well, I feel like we should record two things. A thank you for voting. We won. And thanks anyway, but we didn't win.
Okay,
kind of
right.
Thing. All right.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which one are we doing first?
The good one, the winner.
Right, okay, yeah.
3, 2, 1. Hey!
Hey, yes, we won!
Thank you so much. We knew we could count on you guys, all them votes.
You're the best.
Multiple email addresses. You know, not only do you do lists of the sponsors and help us out, we couldn't do it without you. It's dedicate this to you, as we said in our speech. It's all about the fans,
the
listeners.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
much.
You're
the absolute best.
Awesome. Great. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Do the other one now.
Should we do it? Right, okay. Yeah. Ready?
You fucking shower of cunts. This has been free. This whole thing has been free for 157 fucking hours, and you couldn't just go on a website and vote once. You've
took a different angle. I thought we were going to be gracious.
Oh, shit, yeah, okay, sorry.
No, I thought we were going to...
Well done.
Listen, we don't mind. We're happy just to be here in this family of podcasting. Well done to such and such and such and such.
The real prize is getting nominated against all those.
Yeah, God, I was just happy to be there for the drink and that. And well done. The guys who won, they're great. I listen to this every week.
I'm sure theirs is.
Twice through now.
I'm sure theirs is definitely above average. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers. Babadoo, 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 ba. Last week, Chris, I didn't drink for 5 nights.
Wow.
Didn't drink a sip of alcohol at all. Yeah.
That's why I was getting bollocked all the time. That's why it was a frosty atmosphere.
No, it was. Don't even.
Horrible time. I wrote in my diary, feeling down, being shouted at a lot.
Rosie's not stumbling around the house as much as usual. No.
Rosie seems alert and angry all the time.
No, I didn't drink for 5 nights because I'm trying to lose a bit of phlegm before the TV show. Mm. Didn't lose a single pound, so that's utter bullshit.
Right, okay.
So I'm back on it.
Back on the wine.
Back
then.
On it, yeah. Right, what's the point? Like, okay. 5 nights.
Right.
That's a lot of drink missed
and
not anything lost.
But, I mean, again, I can't comment on this. It's weird,
What?
I can't comment on this. I can't... comment on weight loss. It sounds, I don't want anyone to ever think that I'm here going, well, you need to try. I think you look beautiful. I just want you to be happy in your own skin and comfortable when we're doing the TV show.
Says this now. If I go to the crisp draw.
No, Rosie, that's unfair. I don't say anything when you go to the crisp draw. The collar that I put on you zaps you when you go near the crisp draw. I don't have to say anything. That's why I put the collar on you.
Do you know what's hilarious? We haven't even got a crisp draw, which we did.
I know.
I'd love a bloody crisp draw. I can't be trusted with one. I don't have a collar.
No. Sorry, it's just one of the worst things I've ever said. I'm so sorry. Right. Oh, yeah. Kind of just have a podcast where you just laugh at each other. Fucking hell. Oh, God. But listen, what I'm saying is, I think you're beautiful. You always look fantastic. Mm. Look, if you want to lose weight to feel better in yourself, that's absolutely fine about you. But don't put too much pressure on yourself. You're looking great. It's inches, apparently, not pounds that you need to look at.
Okay.
But I don't know what else to say. I know muscle weighs more than fat is a thing people usually say to me. So if you're doing stuff that builds up your muscles, then muscle weighs more than fat. So if you're losing a bit of fat, and then you're getting... But then again, I don't know, a personal trainer might email in saying,
Chris,
I'm full of fucking shit. I don't know.
Stop. It's fine. Thank you.
Right. Oh, fucking hell. Jesus. Back is against the wall on the podcast. Keep digging, dickhead, but we still see you. All right.
Stop. Stop. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your
beef? Beef, 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 beef. Ladies first or gentlemen first?
You go first.
I'll go first.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. I am revisiting an old beef. Because you still fucking do this It's driving us mental, and you've actually upgraded it and started making it worse.
Right.
You still insist on tying the fucking bin bag closed.
Oh, for God's
yet
sake.
Yet leaving it,
Chris,
in the bin.
I cannot leave the baby to put the bins into the wheelie bin.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And then when
don't
he goes
tie
to
the
bed,
bin. Don't tie
when
the
he
bin
goes
bag
to bed,
then.
I don't like the smell of it. And when he goes to bed, I don't want to go outside in the cold.
You don't want to go outside in the cold. You don't want to go outside
your job.
In the cold. Do you know you could carry the baby out with you and carry the bin bag in one hand?
I can't, how can I do that?
You could put him in a pram and walk him out and take the bin bag out with
it's
him.
It's your job.
But, right. Okay, if it's my job, stop tying the fucking bin bag and leaving it there, right? Stop. Bins smell. What the hell is wrong with you? Bins smell. It's just their thing. It's
what
they do.
Bin smells worse than anybody else's, I swear to God.
Brilliant. If you have to, which I absolutely hate, I hate the cupboard, the carrier bag on a cupboard handle, the overspill bin. If you're tying it up, if you are tying the bin bag up and leaving it in the bin, put a carrier bag or a little auxiliary extra bin somewhere near it. Do you know what you did the other day? The other day I had something in my hand, I went over, I pressed the little foot pedal, it opened up, I threw it in, the bin was already closed, I went, for fuck's sake, I lifted it up, I looked down, you had an auxiliary bin bag, a little carrier bag, that was fucking tied up as well. It was like the land of no bins. No, you eat your rubbish round here, there's no way to put it. I've known nothing. Why would... Or put something on top of the bin. Like, put something... So
I'm
I know.
I'm extremely busy.
You're not! I did a day with the kids on my own the other day. And
oh, well
I,
done.
I still did the bins one myself. Day. I did the recycling as well.
Well done. Well done. Right. Did you make my tea? Eh?
You
did
weren't
you make
there.
The beds?
You were gallivanting with your mates. I did make the beds, yes.
Bullshit.
I did.
My beef with you, Christopher Ramsey...
Right, come on then.
...is we bought a lovely high chair for our baby Rafe...
Yes.
...for him to sit in and eat all of his meals...
Yes.
...quietly, safely...
Yes.
...safely being the optimum word, actually.
Yes.
Christopher threw out the straps
they to get keep covered, they get covered
Rafe
in food.
...in the high chair.
They
so now...
The pisses off.
...now Rafe tries to climb out to his death!
Yeah.
Because you have threw the straps away, so we're going to have to buy a brand new high chair.
I bet you can buy the straps on their own. I bet you can buy the straps.
Possibly.
On their own.
Why?
IKEA. It's IKEA.
Why?
I bet you can get the straps on.
What made you think that he didn't need to be strapped in ever?
Because he's little.
No.
He couldn't climb out at the time. He could only lift one foot up. In my defence, he's already started trying to climb out in the past couple of days. Yes, it's terrifying, but the straps were covered in dirt.
You washed them.
Scruff.
We did it with Robin.
The right.
I did it with Robin. Right. You wash,
you
put them in the washing
machine.
You
can, and stuff. You can get like banana cake in them.
Yes.
And it goes all in the little gaps in
that.
That's I don't like it.
What?
Don't like it.
Don't throw them away.
Right.
Why would you do this?
Because they were dirty.
Oh, I can it with you. I swear to God. I swear to God. The fact that you would just throw them away.
Right. Can I interest you in maybe gaffer taping them down into the thing?
No.
Just tape his legs and then just rip it off.
So annoyed.
Round the waist. Just gaffer tape them around the waist.
Oh, Jesus.
Rope? Should I just tie him in with some rope?
There's nothing more to say about it, because you've done it, and it's just infuriating.
High chairs are just a fucking nightmare to clean, and the straps are just a bit
too
far.
It's awful. There's a massive part of your kid's life where they just hoist shit on the floor, and oh, that's reminded us of something, actually. Our friends were around the other day, and Rafe was eating, and there was loads of shit on the floor, because he loves eating with his hands, so he just eats loads of finger food. And my friend was like, oh, if he had a dog, that would be gone. And I was like, yeah. That's
brilliant
true.
Idea.
Dogs just eat the food off the floor, don't they?
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck. They're amazing. Let's get a dog.
Or a cat.
Yeah, either. I don't think cats are a bit more picky. Dogs are like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, dogs eat their own shit and everything.
So do you just never have to clean your floor with a dog?
Well, you've got to clean all the dog slaver up at some point. But you can't see dog slaver. You know me. I'm surface clean. I'm not bothered about a deep clean and a Dettol and all that. I'm just bothered about, is there mess? Get it? I very much sweep things under the rug.
Yes,
literally.
You do. Absolutely.
And figuratively, yeah. But yeah, the straps, I couldn't get them off. This is going to piss you off even more. I couldn't get them off properly.
Don't say you cut them off.
Yeah, I just cut them off. So if anyone's got that white IKEA high chair,
if you're going to have a baby and you look for a high chair, well, it's a bit of an advert, I suppose, but the IKEA ones are about 15 quid.
Yeah, it's really
unbelievable.
Good. It's very flat. There's very... little crevices. There's not many crevices to get all the little bits of shit carried
it's
in. But there is.
Really, it does what it says on the tin. It's just really good. It's quite cumbersome, actually.
Cumbersome?
Is that the word?
Cumbersome.
Cumbersome. What did I say? Cumbersome.
Cumbersome. Right. What do you mean by what you're trying to say? Because I don't know if you've used this word properly here.
Like big, cumbersome.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Ombudsman.
Ombudsman?
Is that something abroad?
Ombudsman? What the hell's that?
The bank?
What the hell are you? Are you all right?
I don't know.
Are you? How many fingers am I holding up? The bank? What the fuck's going on?
I don't know. I'm really tired.
You're always tired.
Yeah, because my child doesn't sleep. He doesn't sleep. He does, but he wakes up every 20 minutes to have his dummy back in.
He screams. It's really...
Oh, God,
every
horrible.
20 minutes, he's literally... It's like he's just received some terrible news.
It really is.
He's like a really... Like, you know, in a movie where, they go over and they tell the woman, like, somebody, and you hear like, ah! He just literally goes like, ah! And then you put the dummy in and he goes, ah, it's all right.
It's like Kevin's mom. Kevin!
Yeah, yeah. Ridiculous.
Horrible.
But yeah, so...
So I'm tired.
Strapped her in the bin. And to be fair, if you'd done your little trick of tying the bin bag, I wouldn't mean to throw them in the bin, would they? They'd just bounce off the top of the bin bag and you could have got them back. But I had cut them, so there we go.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedoid@gmail.com. Side note, we just went on Amazon and you can buy the straps.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think just some tape would be better.
Strap string, perhaps.
No, because just tape, rip it off, throw it in the bin, new every time. No cleaning up. Happy days.
Awful. Hi, Rosie and Chris, and Chris and Rosie.
Ah, right, okay, for the things, yeah. Thank you, appreciate it.
I once got with a guy who had a fetish for being punched in the balls.
Talk about getting straight to the point.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Says, I'm not joking.
I didn't know what to say. I was really taken aback there. Mm. I didn't know what to say. Mm-hmm. Weirdly, it was like a punch in the balls.
Was it?
Like, yeah. I just didn't know what was going on. Okay.
He told me he wanted me to punch him as hard as I could in the balls. I quite liked this guy, so I did it, but I really struggled with it.
Right.
I kept flinching at the last minute and doing it gently.
Oh.
Like when you try to punch yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
Right, I don't... See, with all of these things, I don't know when they broach it. Do they broach it in the throes of passion and just think, all right, okay... But,
so I think they'll have been getting down to it and they've been doing it and be like, oh, this is so nice. And she'll be like, oh, it's really, I'm really enjoying it. And be like, punches in the balls. And she'll go, what?
Yeah, so it's that moment.
Punches in the balls.
It's that what moment. Like, has he ever during the throws of it, has he ever went punches in the balls and someone just went straight away and just done it? Do you know what I mean?
Personally, I would love to do that.
Just, right, specifically to me.
No, not specifically to you, just in general, like anybody and anyone who I had sex with. Yeah. And just because I'd be like, all right.
Get the anger out.
If the letters, like, do you know what I mean? If it was like consensual.
Absolutely not my thing, just so you know. Saying it on here, again, for the podcast, for the audio recording, for the world here, not my thing. If she ever does it, it's assault. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't do it to you because you have never asked us to do it, but.
And I never will. Carry on your email.
I kept doing it as he asked when we were making out and did.
Making out?
Hang on. And did give him some proper bouts. But all I could think about was how I'll be the reason he can't have children in the future.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
My question to you is, if someone was asking you during sex to do something that could harm them, would you do it? Is it their own responsibility? Surely they know the risks of what they're asking you to do. Or should the puncher take responsibility for their actions?
Well.
Wow, that's a bit intense, isn't it?
Bit heavy, but can I just say...
Yeah.
Perfect use of the sex swing. Put him in the swing. Push him out. Hold your fist out. He's went into the fist.
Yeah.
He's went into the fist.
You landed you on my him. Fist with your balls.
Sorry, officer. He swung. Sorry, officer. 2 seconds. Swung? Which one is it? Swinged? Swinged. Swunged. Swung? Officer, officer, wait. Swung. Yeah. Officer, he swung it. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm getting at.
The dirty bastard.
He swung into my fist. So yeah, yes. You get him in it. Just push him right out for you. And just put it out there. And he swung in. He comes back and hits it. I don't know. See, I'm not good with words either. I didn't know what's going on. Past tense of things. Past tense of things. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, mate, I don't bother anymore. A mess. Honestly. Do you know what I've realised, right? It's since Robin's gone to this new school and since I've met people, obviously, new people at the school, right? I don't know how to say things, right? And I think we've learned this on here.
Yeah.
And there's times when I've used a word. And obviously, with my like friends at home who've known us for years, I never really think about it. And they don't think they say things, and I go, "Well, that was wrong." But I, you know, I love them, and it doesn't matter. With these, I say things, and I go home and think, "I said that wrong," and it plays over in my mind all day.
What mess am I going to have to go and clear up?
No, it's not bad things. It's something like that. It's the wrong tense of stuff, and I say things, and then I can't stop thinking about it after because I go, "Oh God." Why did you try to use that big word and you said it wrong?
What? Swung?
No, it's bigger than that. Like, it'd be something like, you know, if you use like ambidextrous in a sentence or something. Right. And then later on you go, was that the right word?
Right, yeah.
Jesus. Do you know what I mean? So that's my life at the minute. It's not fun at all.
Okay.
To the point I might not talk to them anymore because I'm just like, I can't be bothered with the bloody anxiety that I get after this.
Oh my God, you see that Rosie Ramsey comes and picks her kid up from the school? Yeah, she does. Yeah, how is she? Well, stupid or quiet. Depends what day you catch her on. Either doesn't say anything or talks out her fucking shit.
So did you have a podcast?
Oh, yeah. Apparently. Apparently, when I listened this week, it sounded like a fucking sex swing advert. I turned it off.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I wanted to tell you the story about what happened to us on holiday. It still makes us howl with laughter until tears fall out of our eyes. So here goes. Myself and my two friends, Tom and Richard, went to Siam Park in Tenerife.
Yes.
Is that the water park? Is it good?
Yes. The day I went on a stag do with my mates, hungover. We were so hungover, we didn't end up getting it at about midday. It was half
term. Worst time to go.
It was half term. Oh. It was the fullest thing.
You went on a stag do at half term? Why? Yeah,
because my friends are fucking idiots. That's... We booked it at half term. Idiots.
We didn't have kids then?
I did. Idiots.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the stag do where you didn't call home for like 48 hours at all? It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Didn't text, didn't ring, nothing.
Stag do. On my holidays, no, you can go.
Honestly.
Stag do.
We could have died.
Stag do.
We could have died and you wouldn't even know.
I found it when I got home. Stag do. Hey! Oh,
yay! Don't even pretend to try and be a lad because you're the furthest from being a lad.
I was hungover. Rosie, I'll tell you what, the reason I didn't ring home, I was hungover or drinking. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, so we went at midday to the water park. One of the slides, we stood in the queue and there was a sign next to us saying 90 minutes from here. I looked, they had the Lazy River. You know the Lazy River where you go around on the little rings? I looked over the bridge into the Lazy River. There were so many people in the Lazy River, it looked like a fucking bowl of Cheerios.
Could you not see the water?
You couldn't see the water, like a bowl of Cheerios. The whole thing was like, it was like I was in a live Veruca advert.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe it.
Anyway, they've said here it's a huge and magnificent water park.
Yeah, it is, it's very,
so
very
I feel
good.
Like they might work
not at half term.
Right. We were waiting to go on one of the bigger rides that requires four people to ride. But because we were
being
only
on
three of us, we had to wait for a stranger to join us.
So this one was the only one I could go on. I don't want to tell you too much about it in case they talk about it in here, but it's a four ringer. It's fucking amazing.
They don't talk about the ride itself.
Oh, so it's four ringers. Yeah. It looks like the ring thing looks like a four-way fidget spinner. So you're sort of in the rings and you're facing each other. And the actual tube for it is probably like knocking on the size of a tunnel that you'd go through in a car.
Hell.
It's massive. And you flick up on the sides of it. And at one point, I was literally like above me, mate.
Horrible.
It was amazing. It was the only one we went on.
Horrible.
Really good.
That causes me massive amount of just horrible stress in my body.
So good.
I hate stuff like that.
So good.
So anyway, so a stranger eventually came to sit with us.
Yes.
That's nice. Four people sit facing each other with legs all crossed over each other on a square dinghy like a boat. Yeah.
There we are.
And we were off. You shoot down a slide and into what can only be described as a massive half pipe.
There we are.
Yeah, is that the same one? Yeah. Tom was facing opposite the stranger, and as we swooped up on one side, the man's leg came up and his toe popped into Tom's mouth.
Oh because I've been on it. It's even funnier. I know exactly where it was. Popped in.
Popped into Tom's mouth. And it only fell out again as Tom screamed and as we swooshed down.
Oh, God.
When we got off the ride, Tom was doubled up laughing as the stranger quickly rejoined the rest of his family.
Brilliant. Not get his number or anything? Not arrange to see each other again?
What a slag. He told us the story and we've not stopped laughing. We wonder if A, the man deliberately put the toe in.
No chance.
Or B, it was purely accidental.
Pure accident.
And now the man thinks that Tom is a phantom toe sucker.
Like, as you whip back down, he wouldn't have been able to move his head back because it would have been lurching forward and he wouldn't be able to move his foot. That's really
so it would have
funny.
Just been stuck in his
just
mouth.
Been like glonk. It would have stayed in for probably a second or two seconds, but I guarantee it would have felt like an
eternity. It's not even his friend.
I wonder if they made eye contact while it was happening.
Oh, it's horrible, that is. There's a little PS here and it says, can you ask Tom and Richard if they would like to marry each other as both are waiting for the other one to propose and it's doing my head in? I need a wedding. Kind regards, Sarah.
Right. Wow. Is this real?
Well, I mean, she's wrote in and that's her friends, Tom and Richard. But so she's saying, can you just hurry up and propose to each other?
I don't know if I'm up for that because I feel like Tom really had a connection with that guy with a toe in his mouth and I don't think he should settle for it. I think he should find...
Toe Man.
I think he should go back and find this
but
guy.
But what about Toe Man has a family, children, everything. It's not mad.
He didn't in that second, did he?
Yeah,
it all disappeared for that one moment of toe-sucking, slide-slipping glory. Come on, Tom, don't settle for Richard. Go back to that park. Find...
Well, it was Richard's toe, eh?
Yeah,
it wasn't
exactly.
There.
Yeah.
Well, it was there, but it was nowhere near your mouth, was it?
Exactly. Just always remember.
Know what you're like.
I get married if you're both asking, but that's not our job. But yeah, get married or don't get married. I'm not bothered, but have a nice time.
Oh, I think a marriage is lovely. I love a wedding. We've got...
Yeah, but we can't just ask them to marry. You know, one of them might be planning to propose.
Well, that's what she said. They're both... I hope I haven't ruined anything.
Well, exactly. That's why I'm like worried, because what if they're both planning it and we... Shat all over it. I'm not bothered. But hey, look.
Cool. I love a wedding, me.
Well, I'm not going to a fan's wedding. These might not even... This is just her...
They might not even listen.
Nah, she'll be the only one. Look who's here, everyone. Who are they? I kind of recognise him. Who's that? Ah, look at the Mint Man, the podcast. Oh, are they going to do it now? No, they're just here to, like, eat and drink your stuff. I think they're good. All right, then I.
We haven't got any weddings this year.
Nah.
We need some, don't we? No one's getting married.
I'm not that bothered.
I love a wedding.
Mm, you always try and take the kids and you ruin it.
I'm not anymore. I've learnt my lesson. Yeah. I have.
It's not a day out. It's not fun. I'd rather stay in the house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
It's not fun.
It's so awful.
It's just not fun.
You manage to ruin
taking
everything.
Taking kids to things where you should be just drinking and socialising. It ruins it. Ruins it.
Is it the part of your life, Chris?
Yeah, but I'll take them soft play, or I'll take them somewhere, I'll take them swimming, or I'll take them trampoline park, I'll take them to things that they're going to enjoy as much as me. And the thing, I'm not going to... Like, our friends all came around the other day for Sunday dinner. It was lovely, but I was very aware that everyone was just looking after their own kid in the same place.
Yeah, that's
I was like,
what
this is pointless.
Like, say goodbye to a good chunk of your life, because that's what happens.
Yeah, but then, again, I'm going to sort of mediate that by not taking them to places like... Oh, having a christening? You're going to bring all the kids to the christening? No, I'm just going to end up... I mean, in a suit, couple of beers, running around after my kid all day.
Well, in their defence, though, in the kids' defence, the last time we went to a wedding without any kids, I threw a shoe at you.
You did throw a shoe at me.
Because you were really upset because I had a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah.
And you went, for some absolute unknown reason,
Don't want you to die.
Have we ever talked about this on here?
Don't know.
You went...
Didn't want to give
yourself
cancer. Didn't want to lose you.
What?
Didn't want to lose you. Honestly.
Drunken cigarette.
Was he? I saw
Chris
you.
Was literally
I was furious.
Off his face.
I was absolutely furious. So I was drunk as well, to be fair. I saw you standing there with that cigarette in your mouth. Honestly, genuinely, hand on heart, I'd rather it was a stranger's toe.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris, Rosie, and the boys. I've listened to the podcast from the start and always wanted to send in, but never had anything to say until this popped into my head and I started laughing.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
As a child, did you ever just lie for no reason at all? We have talked about this before.
I
said about the hair... about horse riding. When I went to my sister's horse riding lesson.
Right.
And I had a turn and the woman was like, have you ever horse rode? I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah. And she just held you straight. Yeah.
She was like, oh, well, then you can go on Toffee Hoos. 75 hands high. And I shit my pants. I was like, I've never been on
stupid
one.
Stupid measurement that, by the way, for horses.
Hands.
What on earth are they doing? What in the name of God are they doing measuring horses with hands? Whose hand? What
I
the
know,
hell?
Everyone's hands are different.
What are you
size?
Doing with the hand as well? Is it open? Is it closed? Is it a fist?
So
stupid.
Do they just go up the legs with that one
no
hand
idea.
In front of the other like
you must
that?
Look like a right God, toucher. You must look like a right toucher standing there like a fucking mime. Like a mime? Like miming your way? Like there's a glass box in front of the horse? What the hell are you
How
doing?
How tall is that horse? Hang on a minute. One
yeah.
hand?
Yeah.
Two hands?
How many hands is that horse? And now what is that in real measurement, you fucking hobbit? You're living in the
do
Shire
still,
talking shit.
Do they still measure in hand? Is that
I
a thing? So it is
it's
a thing.
Good reference. It was good when you said it. It made
Thank
us,
you.
It, yeah. I remember, I told you, didn't I, once a friend of mine was in my house when I was younger and he saw a photo of me.
And you said it was your brother.
I said it was my brother who died.
Awful.
And he was mortified.
Oh, God, yeah. Chris, that is so bad.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a photo of me as a toddler and I must have been six or whatever. And he went, who's that? And I went, it was my brother who died.
That is
And he was like, oh, my God. And
horrific.
He went, ask me mum and dad. And mum and dad were like, no, never say that again. That's really fucking dark and weird.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this person's wrote in and said, from first school to middle school, I used to just lie. For an example, I told all my friends one day that my dad had a job in Spain and we were moving in a few weeks. Puts in brackets, my dad is a window cleaner.
Right. There's windows in Spain.
There is. Another lie, I told all my friends I had been to see JLS and they all kissed me on my hand.
All the friends kissed her on her hand.
No, JLS all kissed her on the hand.
Sorry. I love the idea that she goes, I've been to see JLS and just puts her hand out like the Pope.
Oh,
and
princess.
Everyone, all her friends just start kissing her hand. One of them's late, one's been to the toilet. You go, what's everyone doing? She's been to see GLS. All right, okay. I'll get in the queue to kiss her. And
you are our leader now.
Why would GLS all kiss her on the hand?
I don't know. But this is so this just put all my favourite, and this is also my favourite as well. Mm. I had one of the girls in my class convinced that J.K. Rowling was my mother, and the woman who picked me up was my childminder. But because of the paparazzi, we pretend she's my mum.
Wow.
Within that lie, I also said that I knew the cast of Harry Potter, and it was a shame that Uncle Dumbledore was in hospital.
Fucking hell, that's dark. Wow, that's planned out.
That's sociopath behaviour.
Wow.
Uncle Dumbledore.
Uncle Dumbledore, rest in peace.
Poor mum, I'd be devastated, right, if Robin or Rafe went to school and were like, that's me childminder. Me real mum is Victoria Beckham. And she just looks after us. Imagine.
Any kid with half a brain cell would look at them bairns as chins and look at your chin and go, that's definitely their mum.
There's a relation.
That is not a Victoria Beckham jawline on either of those boys if ever I've seen one.
Wow.
That is a winter. That is a rosy winter chin.
Here's a question. Who would you want to pretend that your mum was?
When
so
I was a kid.
Instead of your mum, you've had to say that's your child. Your real mum.
I'm at school.
Little Anne is your childminder, right?
She's my childminder.
But you're telling all your friends you've got your
am
real
I
mom.
At school now or am I at school back then?
Depends. Which one do you want to do? Both.
Well, totally depends.
Do back then.
Mm. Okay, who did I like back then? Honestly, I'd have probably said something really weird and bland like Anthea Turner.
Oh, she'd have been a nice mum,
like,
I think.
Anthea Turner's my mum.
She's a good mum figure,
yeah,
I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or Jet from Gladiators, but that would have been weird because I fancied her, so that would have been like a weird sexual
Ew.
Freud thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyone
Who
else?
Would you have said was your mum?
Someone cuddly. Like.
Barney the dinosaur? Someone cuddly. You sound like a neglected child. Just someone.
No, like,
someone who could show affection.
No, somebody nice. Someone who I like on the telly. Probably.
Lorraine Kelly?
No, who was that woman on the telly, on the kids' telly, who used to drive around with the dog in the aeroplane with the spots on? Probably her. No.
Right.
What's that? I don't know her name.
Bit of a hard lie when you don't know her fucking name. That woman there is not me. That's a childminder. My real mum is the woman who drives around in playing with the spots on the dog. Do you know who she... Yeah, her. That's my real mum. Someone cuddly who can cuddle
I can't think of anyone. I can't think. No. Dad would have been a better one.
Yeah?
I'd have lied about me. Who
I'd 100% have said Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
I'd have definitely said I was obsessed with Arnold Schwarzenegger when I was a kid.
I'd have probably said, what's his name, man? Rocky. What's his name?
Sylvester Stallone. We've both gone high-end Hollywood action.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Because that was our childhood.
Well, that's what the 80s did. The 80s and 90s pumped out all of these action films and you thought that was the way to go. So there we go. Yeah. Yeah. I've just remembered something.
Oh.
I told a kid at school once that I had asthma. I was obsessed. I wanted asthma so much because kids had inhalers.
Yeah.
I just had gadgets.
Yeah, no, I used to have a buff on my friend's inhaler
well,
all the time.
I said that I had asthma and I had a new kind of inhaler that I'm trialing, and I used to put it in my mouth and pretend to suck it. It was, can you remember the little tubs that they used to put film in from cameras? Can you remember the little plastic
the
film
Kodak
tubs?
Little
the little Kodak
tubs.
Can you remember? When my mum actually used to put my dinner money in it, so there's £2 in the tub. I don't know why I carried this tub. It was so much easier to carry £2. It's true. I can't believe I haven't told you this.
Did you have no pockets?
Well, yeah.
What are you going in a little tub for?
Because then I put the tub in my pocket.
Oh.
Yeah,
right,
so
okay.
It would rattle about.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm laughing, but Dad used to do stuff like that all the time.
Oh, yeah, to me. Yes, me inhaler.
And you used to pretend it was your inhaler.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's nothing.
No.
Nothing in there.
Nothing, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Weird.
Said, all right, yeah.
Weird.
It was really, really unhealthy how much I wanted asthma.
Yeah.
So when I saw a kid with the normal inhaler, I was like, oh, I want that. And then when they got the big plastic thing that they
the corned thing.
Heavens to Betsy.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, coming into school, they're like a fucking sniper, opening a case and putting all this stuff together. Couldn't believe it. Kid had contact lenses once. I saw him put them in. Cleaned them and then put them in.
Oh, I was desperate for glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, I really wanted glasses.
Pathetic.
When I worked
new,
at Pontins, I used pathetic. To, well, I had some without any glass in.
Oh, yeah, hipsters have been doing that for a while.
Well,
yeah.
Just... see-through glasses. Just this is not to do with asthma or anything like that, but I remember when we were kids, and you know, obviously imaginations I think were better in our generation because there wasn't as much stuff. We used to play teachers, right? And my Kate would always be the main teacher.
Yeah.
And I would have to be a pupil. I never got to be the teacher, right? No. My Kev, bless him, he was just, I don't know, I used to...
Well, he wasn't involved, was he? And
not
then
very
now
often.
And then your mum would give him...
The tea boy, yeah.
Yeah,
bring us
a
jug of
juice
and some
bring
tea
a
and some
juice.
Biscuits.
Yeah, bless him.
So we used to, the blackboard, so it would be dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
About dark, like in the winter, it would get dark a bit earlier, we'd be playing teachers.
Yeah.
The blackboard would be the window.
Yes.
And the pen would be a pen lid.
I remember when you told me that. It was genius.
Yeah.
So the blackboard would be the window with the black night
and then
outside.
We used to pretend
genius.
with the pen lid, but I never got to use the pen lid because Kate was the main teacher. She was very selfish like that, actually. She was always the main secretary, and then I was the assistant called
right.
Moon for some reason. But yeah, I never got to be... Whenever we played Sister Act, she was the one with the ginger hair, and I was the other one.
Sorry. This is our... Do you think you're in therapy? This is our podcast here. Why... One of mum, someone cuddly, I never got to use the pen lid. This is still the podcast. You're not on a Zoom call with your therapist, love.
Just looking back, I never got to be the main one.
No. Do you wanna be the main one now? Go on.
Thank you.
Well done.
She'll
you.
Probably come knocking at the door going, get that pen lid out of your fan, you stupid.
Are you letting her touch the pen lid, Chris? Do not let her touch the pen lid.
Mum! Mum, she's touching the pen lid! Rosie,
I
don't touch the pen.
I gotta say, using the blackboard, the windows of the blackboard is very innovative, very clever. Well done.
Wasn't my idea.
I didn't think it was.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 thank you as always, and you have been listening to Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much, guys. We'll be back with you next week, and obviously, just to echo what we said earlier, thank you so much for voting. If we won, and if we didn't, go fuck yourselves.
Wow.
Bye.
Wow. Bye.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.